T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
So, welcome to the show. If you just got out of work, be careful driving. I just have a feeling that today is going to be one of those days based on some of what I saw on my drive into work before I even hit the rush hour, before you even hit the rush hour. We're talking about how you quit smoking, and not to go back to the vaping thing, but I need to go back to the vaping thing for a moment because that is kind of what gave me the impetus for today's show. Last week, we found out that the local vape shops have seen up to a 90% reduction in new customers coming to the vape shops so they could give up combustible cigarettes and switch to vaping so they can get off of the cigarettes. So apparently, people who are smoking cigarettes have decided they're not going to vape, given the uncertainty of the future of the vaping industry, which I think is murky and cloudy at best, which is interesting because the state health commissioner, and we're talking about here in New York State, the state health commissioner has said that the vast majority, this is Cuomo's health commissioner, the vast majority of the 125 pulmonary illnesses in our state are because of black market THC cartridges. According to the DOH website, lab tests showed high levels of what we have told you is there, vitamin E acetate, which is a thickening chemical in all of the THC samples. And one illegal THC product in particular is linked to almost every lung illness patient across the state. This is according to the Department of Health. Yet, despite having a better handle on what is making people sick, and it is not the commercial vape shop stuffs, Governor Cuomo is continuing his push to ban legal FDA-approved flavored nicotine e-cigs. And given Cuomo's pull in this state, I suspect he is going to get his way. Just a supposition, not an absolute fact. But anyway, given what is going on with vaping, how did you quit smoking? And I wonder if there's anybody out there who is currently a cigarette smoker who had planned on transitioning to vaping, but with all of the hullabaloo, you said, well, why bother taking up vaping if I might not be able to get product after the next few weeks? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Cash code word this hour again is pancake, like what you might eat for breakfast, pancake. A little heavy for me in the morning, but some people like them. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. It is Diane in Buffalo. Diane, welcome.
Hi, Tom. I quit smoking 20 years ago, and the first year was the worst. And I smoked for about 35 years. I smoked when I was a teenager, and I wanted to start smoking when when you're a kid. But anyways, by the time, I was 50, I wanted to quit. It was making me sick. The smoke was burning my eyes and my nose and lungs and throat. And the way I did it is, first of all, stay away from anybody who smokes because, the trigger of smelling their smoke is going to make you want to smoke again. And you have to really want to quit. Also, I was the first year was the worst. I was drinking a lot of, spring water. It kind of washed all that that, because it's like a physical addiction, cigarettes, and I would take deep breaths, and that's what helps me. And then probably the price of cigarettes were $5, and at the time, it was to me, it was just too much. And try to eat better. I spent the money on fruits and vegetables.
All right, fair enough. Thank you very much for the call, Diane. We go to Rich in Jamestown. Rich, you are on WBEN. How did you quit smoking? And by the way, I think drinking a lot of water is a great way to help flush out the body. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, that would be Hamburg. But anyway, interesting story. I was born in 55. And I started smoking in 1970 when I graduated from eighth grade. But I was a professional trumpet player. And so I smoked all the way up until the year 2000. And I had to have some kind of surgery done, whatever. And I had the nurses come over to the house, and they did their check on the lungs and the breathing. And the girl says to me, "You don't smoke, do you?" And I had been smoking since 1970, so better than 30 years. And she couldn't find anything wrong with breathing, with the lung or anything. I started vaping at, I'm going to say, about 5 to 6 years ago. And I couldn't handle the cost of a pack of cigarettes. It kept going up, and I said, yeah, I'm going to quit. And then it went up, and I still kept it up. But I tried vaping. And so till this day, I haven't had a cigarette, maybe three or four in the past 6 or 7 years. But then I got away from vaping. And I was at a bar one day, and somebody had a grape swisher, and the grape smelled great. So I've been smoking without inhaling grape swishers, but I have quit smoking.
Well, technically, you haven't quit smoking because you're still taking in with the cigar enormous amounts of nicotine. You may be inadvertently inhaling the cigar, which is something that a lot of former cigarette smokers do when they smoke cigars. And you're also putting yourself at increased risk of oral and larynx cancer.
Yep.
So you didn't quite quit smoking. Depending, of course, on how often you do it.
Yeah, and I'd probably go.
And plus, I would never buy something called a Swisher.
The funny thing about it is that the smell of a cigarette, after I quit, it was, just gross to be next to somebody that was smoking.
And a lot of people feel the same way about cigars. And like I said, I enjoy a good cigar. My doctors can't stand the fact that I smoke a cigar or two a month, generally speaking. But, nobody gets out of here alive.
And I'm with you right there. Nothing like a bourbon and a cigar.
Oh, absolutely. Over a charcoal fire cooking grizzly red meat.
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. The cigar smoking, and another thing that is an issue is dipping, and even snuff is back. People will take finely ground tobacco and snort it. People will put the pinch between the cheek and the gum, and then they'll carry around their little plastic bottle to put their spittle into. Yeah, no people like that, but there is definitely a dependence that develops on nicotine. And, some people, I know some people who quit smoking, but they can't get off of the nicotine gum and they can't get off of the nicotine lozenges. That is what a powerful drug and a powerful addictive agent nicotine is. Not telling you anything you probably haven't already figured out yourself. Back to the calls on WBEN. It is MJ in Buffalo. Thanks for holding, MJ. It is your turn. How did you quit smoking?
Hi. So I'm trying to think of, why, people, they get into this mode of smoking and then they become addicted. Obviously, we know that. But maybe to consider why somebody started in the first place, because I'm 33. I've smoked on and off most of my life, mostly off though. And when I have gotten into these routines of smoking, I feel like it's usually for the same reason. And it's usually related to bonding with friends or finding some peaceful time, you know, just by myself. And so, you know, I'm thinking back to when I started. I was in, you know, I had my first cigarette in high school, and it could have been a form of rebellion against proper behavior. I was a young woman in Catholic school. And then in my 20s, I'm hanging around lovely, good people, but they were chain smokers, and I just kind of got, like, I got kind of put into that whole mix, and I found myself chain smoking. And
well, it becomes part of your social matrix.
Right, yeah, and that's exactly what happened, and I was happy, and I, you know, I wasn't concerned. I was in my 20s. I didn't really, you know, not thinking so much about my health in that manner. But now I'm, like, in my early 30s, and I have a family. I'm a career type of person, and I will have a cigarette maybe 1 to 2 times a week, and then at times I'll skip it for months. You know, just if people are hanging out, I'll have a smoke with, you know, some friends or whatnot. But it's not, I am not a chain smoker like I was at a different time in my life.
And you can really limit it to 1 or 2 cigarettes a week.
Oh yes, and I absolutely, yes. And I'll go weeks, even months without it.
Okay, I'm sure the question, I've got a question for you, but I've got a break for traffic, so please hold on. That is very interesting. Not a lot of people can do that, given how addictive the habit is and given how addictive the nicotine is. Bowerly and Bellavia, obviously, we've done a couple of shows maybe on vaping. You might have heard over the past several weeks, but that spawned this topic today, which is, how did you quit smoking? Because a lot of the first-time vaping customers who had been going to the local vape shops, well, they've stopped going to the vape shops to get themselves off of cigarettes because of the uncertainty about whether those vape shops are even going to be around before too much longer. Let's go back to MJ in Buffalo, who used to chain smoke, and now she has 1 or 2 cigarettes a week, but then sometimes can skip it for months and months. And the question that I'm sure people are going to ask is, given your history of chain smoking, since you can not have a cigarette for week after week or month after month, why even run the risk of re-addiction by 1 or 2 cigarettes in a given week?
I don't feel like it's a risk. I don't feel compelled. I don't feel that compulsion to smoke. It's really just for relaxation, or for me to just get some peace time, or just, you know, enjoy a moment with a friend or whatever. But you know, I don't have that. I did have that addiction to them in the past, but I do not now. I mean, and I guess I could now, to just throw something else in there. I drink coffee every day. I drink a ton of coffee every day. And I do have that same feeling of when I was smoking. I have that with coffee now, but that's okay, because coffee is not really, there's not really a health risk with coffee. So maybe
not this week.
Taste it.
Coffee is one of those things. It's dangerous. No, it's good for you. It's dangerous. No, it's good for you. And last thing I read about coffee was that it actually had some effect in reducing one's risk for pancreatic cancer. 1 cup a day.
Yeah, well, then I'm going to have an excellent pancreas.
Yeah, it's good to take care of your islets of Langerhans and every other component, I guess. Well, thank you very much, MJ. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, here is Cheryl in Buffalo. Cheryl, how'd you quit smoking?
About 6 years ago, I just went cold turkey. I just finally got tired of wasting my money on cigarettes. I stopped one day. I didn't even finish a whole pack of cigarettes every week. I figured out how many packs in a week I would buy, and I took that money and I set it on the side. I've saved thousands of dollars. And like I said, I just got tired of it. I mean, I can go out with friends to a bar on a Friday, Saturday night, and, you know, they all smoke, and they're like, hey, I'm going out for a cigarette. You want to come? Oh, I forgot you quit. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go hang out with you anyway, and I'll go out there while they're smoking their cigarettes, and I'll sit there and talk to them, and it doesn't bother me.
Because you just, at this point, have absolutely no desire at all to smoke another cigarette?
None whatsoever. I could care less.
Well, it's a part of your life that you put in the past, and you still get to hang out with your friends. Of course, you're breathing in secondhand smoke, which is a problem.
Well, usually I stand upwind of it. I'm not downwind, you know, so I stand in the opposite direction of the way the smoke is going. I try to at least.
Gotcha. I mean, every year, I mean, the latest statistics I saw are that about half a million, I think it's 480,000, so I'll just round it up and say roughly half a million Americans die every year, either from the effects of smoking or from secondhand smoke.
Yeah, that's true. When I quit, I set up a rule that if we go somewhere and you get in my car, you don't light up a cigarette. And really surprisingly, none of my friends have given me flack about it. They don't smoke in my house. They don't smoke in my car. And they have been very respectful. You know, like if I am outside with them and they're having a cigarette, they try to blow it in the opposite direction of what I'm standing. And I'm, you know, and I was really fearful for a while that I was going to lose some friends over this, but I didn't.
Yeah, you still get to hang out with them. It's just that you're not partaking in the same habit.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl, very much. So for those of you who are trying to quit smoking, if you've been listening to the show since about 3:15 or so and you've heard your fellow audience members calling in, it can be done. I know it's difficult. I know it's frustrating. I know it's depressing when you try and fail. Look at those as learning experiences, and you'll do better next time. And we have a couple of open phone lines. How did you quit smoking? So far, nobody's called in. I think one person called in to mention vaping. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. There's also the question of why you quit. Was it because of health?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Was it because somebody wouldn't date you if you smoked? Was it because of money? That's Jethro Tull, and those of you who paid attention to the chords may notice a striking resemblance to the Eagles Hotel California. Yeah, that came up on my Google News feed over the weekend. I've been holding on to that one. It is 4:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly with you on the radio on kind of a glum Wednesday, but it is going to be much better by Friday. So with all the talk about vaping, I thought it'd be a good opportunity to ask you guys how it is you quit smoking. Did you use nicotine replacement therapy? Did you use the gum, the lozenges, the patches? Did you totally go cold turkey? Did you use a pharmaceutical like, Wellbutrin and Chantix, I believe, are used as part of smoking cessation through the supervision of a doctor? How did you quit? Maybe you took up vaping instead of smoking. Obviously, an expensive habit. And a habit which is not going to do you any good, not to be all preachy on you. You'll quit when you're ready to quit. But if you have, and everybody quits eventually one way or another, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. We've had a few people calling in already today, kind of surprising, that didn't really have a quit date. They just basically decided on the spur of the moment to quit. Like the one guy whose friend asked him for a cigarette, and he threw the whole pack to him and said, keep it, I quit. Just like that. Easy as that. For other people, it is not that easy. Nicotine's really addictive. And I'm sure we all know people who don't smoke cigarettes anymore, but they have substituted the nicotine in cigarettes, either with vaping or lozenges or gums or some other kind of nicotine replacement. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Wallace in Wales. Wallace, welcome. You're on.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I heard a program on lungs once where they make 10 times more oxygen than the body needs at rest. So if you run or work hard, there'll be enough oxygen. When you smoke, you don't notice any ill effects because the lungs overproduce oxygen. But the lungs are damaged slowly from smoking and maybe vaping until they reach the point where the lungs don't provide enough oxygen that the body needs. Then that's when you start gasping for air and you need oxygen assist for breathing. And I think you see this in older people because it takes a long time for the damage to get for the lungs to get damaged.
We certainly know that it's not a healthy habit. Are you a reformed smoker?
Yes.
And what was it that made you quit? Was it a health concern? Was it because of the money the cigarettes were costing?
I had a wild weekend drinking and smoking, and I went to sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night sweating. And I knew then that was it, cold turkey right there.
Did you figure out why you were sweating?
I couldn't breathe.
I mean, my point being that sometimes if you are having a heart attack or your heart rate starts to skyrocket and get tachycardic, you can sweat an awful lot.
Well, you know, I don't know that. I attribute it to smoking, and I had difficulty breathing, and like I say, I quit. And this was probably 40, 50 years ago.
Now, you might have had so much nicotine in your system that it puts your blood pressure into a real hypertensive state. I'm, again, not a doctor, but I do my show prep sometimes.
A valid point. You know, at that point, I didn't analyze it.
Yeah, but that was a scare, and it got you off cigarettes.
It was a scare, absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing what a scare can do to change your life.
That's for sure.
Thanks very much. Glad you called.
Thanks, Tom.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Some point this week or next week or whenever, got to do another show on near-death experiences. Got to do that. And I still owe you guys a ghost show or two in October. Don't worry, I have not forgotten. Back to the calls, Jim in Eden. Thanks for holding. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I quit smoking in 85, and I did not want to stop smoking. My buddy's wife said, you need to quit. So I went to a smoking cessation class with him for moral support. Consequently, I quit. He hadn't. But it took about 5 weeks, and there was a small initiation fee. They said if you quit, you get that money back. And what I found out was smoking was 50% or better of habit, and we didn't even realize it. So what they had us do, there were several steps. First of all, they had us write down whenever we had a cigarette. So we took a piece of paper and a rubber band, put it around your pack of cigarettes, and every time you light up, you'd write down the time and what you were doing to establish a pattern. And then we went back the next week and showed the class. Like, I'd pick up the phone. Every time I pick up the phone, I'd have a cigarette. Every time I'd have a cup of coffee, I'd have a cigarette. Whenever I went to sleep, I'd have a cigarette, and so on and so forth. We went around the class and learned, you know, from everybody why and when they had a cigarette. So the next phase was the fear. Anybody that smokes cigarettes, there's a fear. You know, you get in your car, you say, oh, I got to take a trip, and the first thing you do is you reach over and you touch your cigarette and say, make sure I got enough cigarettes to get to where I'm going. So there was a fear factor. So what they told us was never deprive yourself of the cigarette that you want. We're trying to get rid of the habit smoking. So the people that went to sleep with a cigarette, they say wait 10 minutes and then have your cigarette, or wait 10 minutes and then go to sleep to break the habit. Same with coffee or whenever you're on the phone or anything like that. And once you did that, I cut my cigarette smoking down to like 4 cigarettes a day, from a pack to a pack and a half a day. They were the needless cigarettes. And then they went around to class and said, why do you smoke? And they said, well, it wakes me up. It gives me energy. And other people would say, it calms me down. And then the medical portion of it, they said, there is no known drug to man that does that. So it's psychological. And so you're thinking, wow, here I thought it really did it, but it didn't. And once you got your cigarettes down to 3 or 4 a day, then I just quit and never picked up another one since.
Well, that's a great technique. I hope people were taking notes on it. What a great idea, the rubber band with the paper around the pack of cigarettes, noting the time and what you were doing when you had a cigarette, and then encouraging you to wait 10 minutes before your needed cigarettes. And obviously it worked for you. It didn't work for your friend with whom you went to offer moral support.
That's true. It did. But it was amazing. It was amazing to see. Like, I just picked one up. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll wait 10 minutes. It was a no-brainer. They said, we're good at it. The habit, you're good at it. You know, you'd smoke a cigarette. When you're doing something, you say, oh, man, I got a cigarette in my hand. I can't even believe it. I can't see. It's in my eyes. But I did it anyway.
So it's been 34 years. You quit smoking in 1985. Did you see a big weight gain?
No, I did not. No, not at all.
Now, I'm happy to hear that, because typically people will put on 15, 20 pounds when they quit smoking.
Well, I think that's because they supplement it with something else. I didn't supplement with something else. I didn't feel the need to you know, eat a donut or something like that to put it in place of it, because I understood, I guess. I that's all I can say.
No, I get it. I'm glad you called. Thanks very much. Good technique, and hopefully, that's something that people can actually probably do on their own if they were listening. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. The 4 o'clock cash code word, pancake, PANCAKE. 4 o'clock cash code word is pancake. That's the word you want to text to 72881, 72881. The word is pancake. Let's go back to the calls, shall we, on WBEN. Chris in Buffalo, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
So how'd you quit smoking?
Vaping.
All right, first one today, or maybe the second?
I tried the gum, Chantix. I didn't have a good response there. I started losing my mind. I started snapping, bad dreams. My doctor says, yeah, we'll stop that before you murder somebody. So one day I went down, saw somebody was vaping. I was like, I was curious about it. Went down to one of the local vape shops down in Buffalo, South Buffalo, and they hooked me up, explained everything to me. It took me just a few puffs and never touched another one again. And what I've done is I started out at a higher nicotine level, and I slowly, over the past few years, just tapered myself right down, and now I'm down to a low amount, and I expect in probably the next 6 months, I'll be able to drop it completely.
Yeah, and within the next 6 months, you may have to drop it completely because there may not be any liquid available completely.
Well, that's, you know, it's all basic stuff that's readily available on the market, and you can easily get it in components and make it yourself. I mean, you know, if you got to do what you got to do, but if the government just does it, they're going to create a huge black market, and it's going to be more dangerous than they even thought.
Oh, yeah, we've explored that in the shows we've done on vaping. So what percentage of nicotine do you get now?
6 milligrams, which is very low.
All right, and it goes as high as what?
When I started, I know they've changed the laws, but it used to be 36 milligrams, and now I think most can only do 12. Is the maximum, because, you know, some of the regulations change the levels, and so now it's at 12 milligrams, and like I said, I just tapered myself down, and I vaped until it started to be really strong, and then I said, well, you know what, it's time to taper down.
So let's just say that you get to zero nicotine in your vape juice. Are you still going to vape even without nicotine, just to have the sensation of breathing something in and expelling a cloud of smoke or, you know, vapor?
No, No, because I can set it down now when I, you know, mow the lawn or whatever. I can set it down, leave it in the house, and go out for hours and do stuff. You know, I go to the Sabres games. I don't even think about it.
All right. Well, you got a long wait until tonight's game. 10 o'clock start, I believe, Phil. Yep. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Chris vaped to get off combustible cigarettes. I wouldn't say I've gained weight, but last year's Halloween costume, I dressed as V from V for Vendetta. And this year, somebody said I should go as Alan Garner from the Hangover movie and actually sent me a picture of the Alan Garner from the Hangover movie costume. So I've gone from V for Vendetta to Fat Jesus. That's rather demoralizing. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN, and it is George in North Tonawanda. George, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, sir. Thank you.
Hey, long time fan, first time caller.
Well, you are very kind, and you are always appreciated.
Oh, I appreciate it. I quit because of vaping.
Oh, two in a row, I think.
Very similar to the last caller. I just decided one day, my wife and I, we just decided to just completely quit smoking. She was the one that got me into the vaping thing. Did it for about 2 months every week. I just lowered my nicotine every single week and just completely stopped 2 months later, and it's been 5 years now.
And I will ask you, what are the benefits, just to encourage people out there to quit smoking, what are the benefits that you and your lovely bride have experienced because you quit smoking?
We got into new hobbies. We started running. We started working out together. When I was smoking, I was living in Texas. Cigarettes were a hell of a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
And as compared to here in New York. But you save so much money. I'm telling you, anyone that's listening, you can do it. You can do it.
Well, you know, one of the reasons we're doing the show today is, and I'm not doing some big public service announcement, but one of my ulterior motives in doing the show today is I know we've got people listening who are either thinking about quitting smoking or they're actively in the process of quitting smoking, and they might think that it is impossible to do it. And I think you can hear, just based surely on the volume of calls we've had today and the success people have had, that it is entirely possible to quit. You're right. You can do it. You just have to find the right modality that works for you.
Yep, exactly.
So any negatives from quitting? Like, I'll get back to the whole weight gain issue.
No, I didn't experience any weight gain. I know a previous caller talked about some weirdness with friends. I kind of went through that too, but I mean, if your friends can't respect your decision to quit smoking to better yourself, it's not a really good friend.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who is still smoking who looks at somebody who has quit smoking and who is going to look disparagingly upon the person who has quit. Deep inside every smoker, there's a human being wishing that they were a non-smoker.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one thing that definitely helped me was my wife and I kept each other accountable. Hey, did you smoke today? We stayed on top of each other. We had a craving. We text each other. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about this, you know, and just try to get our mind off it. That's the biggest thing, you know. I think it's only 3 days where your body actually craves the nicotine. After that, it's just mental. And that's the hardest barrier to get over is the mental.
Yeah, those habits you fall into, like drinking the coffee, answering the phone, having booze, whatever. Yeah. But thanks very much, George, and congratulations to you.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, a lot of good calls on this. I've got, including this topic, I've got some other ones that I would like to whip out in the 5 o'clock hour on News Radio 930 WBEN. What I'm inclined to do, I am inclined in the coming hour to continue with this one, but then add two totally unrelated topics into the mix to give you guys a little bit of variety as far as what you want to call in about and as far as your listening choice. So don't go anywhere. We're with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. News with Tom Puckett is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.